Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Oh, I can't wait for this. It's a huge weekend for Gaelic football and Camogie fans. Tomorrow, Kerry play Tyrone in the All-Ireland football semi-final at Croke Park. That's at 3:30, I think. And there are two Camogie semi-finals at the very same venue on Sunday. Damien Lawler, presenter of RTE's the Championship on RTE Radio 1, is with us now. It's been long awaited, this semi-final clash, Damien.
Certainly has, Cormac. It's a few weeks extra in the making, and it's prolonged the season all around. But look, it is what it is. We are where we are, and we're very, very close to the game throwing in at this stage. It's a big weekend all around, Cormac, as you mentioned, Camogie semi-finals, but also tomorrow before the senior semi-final, Meath take on Tyrone in the All-Ireland, the Electric Ireland All-Ireland Minor Football Final. That's a novel enough pairing too, Cormac. 2012, 2013, the last time that both of those counties were there. That looks like a bit of a cracker too. Mm-hmm. But Kerry and Tyrone finally, after delay because of COVID issues, last year Sligo had to withdraw from the 2020 Championship because of COVID cases in their camp. Their former player Neil Ewing thinks that Tyrone, who instead got a 2-week delay, have handled the whole thing very, very well.
I think Tyrone have been very clever in terms of how they've played. They've probably played Kerry on this. They've played the GAA, and it probably speaks to the intellect of some of the people involved behind the scenes at administration level in Tyrone. If not the acumen of maybe Fergal Logan and Brian Dewar as well, two very astute characters, and obviously Fergal Logan's professional background maybe helped in his expertise in terms of being able to word some of these statements. But I think they've shown other counties maybe how to play a ball if they're caught in similar situations. I think even for myself, it may actually be interesting going into the club championship season across the country, if there is similar situations in counties throughout Ireland, this precedent of how the GAA have been able to facilitate Tyrone, it'll be interesting how that plays out in counties across their club championships.
Yeah, that's a point well made by Neil Ewing of Sligo. It's intriguing though, Damien, isn't it, to watch Gaelic football at the moment with so many goalkeepers not staying between the posts but playing outfield. I wonder will we see the same tactics tomorrow?
Yeah, well, back in my day, Cormac, if you ventured past the edge of the square, you got a dirty look. If you ventured past the 21, you got shoved back into your position. And you wouldn't really want to go too far out the field anyway, to be honest with you. But the stakes are high these days, and it's not everybody can go walkabout, but Rory Began and Niall Morgan from Tyrone can. They come out the field on a weekly basis. They fill the pocket for the opposition kick-out, and they can do anything themselves with the ball. A few weeks ago, Gary Rogers wondered, would one of them kick the ball out and then be there to catch it at the other end, Cormac? Stevie Poacher is a very well-known coach in the game, and he thinks that Niall Morgan will be true to form against Kerry. He says Morgan is absolutely crucial to Tyrone's chances of winning the game.
I think kickouts are going to play a massive role on Saturday, in fact. You know, Niall obviously coming out against Monaghan and blocking the space off for Rory Began was a huge aspect of that game. Tyrone will put an aggressive press on Ryan. I don't think the Kerry goalkeeper has been fully tested yet against Clare or Cork or Tip on his own kickouts. Niall obviously on his own kickouts now has options, which he probably never had before. If you go back to the final that they were beaten in by Dublin, you know, when Dublin put the massive press on Tyrone just did not have the physicality to get out. But with the likes of with Kennedy and Kilpatrick in the middle of the field now, Conor McKenna is floating about. Donnelly can come out from full forward and create an extra pod. You know, McKenna's flick on against Monaghan, I suppose, in the last minute where Morgan went right over the top of the Monaghan press. Damien, you know, almost flicked on. It could have been walked into the net only for the famous tackle from Rory Began. But look, in the Munster final, Damien, Kerry got 2-4 off the Cork kickout. I just don't think Niall Morgan is a naivest goalkeeper as that, and I can't see Kerry really, really hurting Niall Morgan. But Niall Morgan's influence in this game on Saturday will certainly be huge.
Yeah, well, time will tell. Now it's Camogie semi-final weekend too, Damien. Tipperary play Galway, and Cork take on all-conquering Kilkenny on Sunday, with both games, as I say, in Croke Park. These will be two crackers. Is it hard to look past Kilkenny, I wonder, in that game?
Look, I think you're right personally. They're dominant at the moment, Cormac. They've just won the National League title a few weeks back, maybe a couple of months ago, and of course the All-Ireland title then, late last year as well. But Cork are never too far off. Yeah. They have a manager in Paddy Murray Cormac who has won everything in the game and knows how to do it, more importantly. Tipperary themselves then are building. They've been coming for a few years now, but getting to the semi-final stage is one step up the ladder. They want to go a little bit further now. Former Limerick Camogie star Aoife Sheehan thinks that Tipperary have a bit of momentum and are certainly capable of causing a surprise against Galway in the other game.
Tipperary had a good win last weekend against Waterford, and Waterford were impressive. They were very tough, they were very intense in their tackle and everything like that. So I think that game is really going to stand to Tipperary. And look, you know, for Tipperary, it's their fourth consecutive win in the quarterfinal stage. They'll be looking to try and hit that final for the first time since 2006. And you know what, it could be the year they do it. If they can start well and, because their centre-forward line, or their half-forward line especially, is very impressive. So you've got Orlo Dwyer, you've got Roisin Howard, and you have Emer McGrath there. And they all chipped in with scores last weekend. So, you know, it's not just the Cate Devine show anymore. They're helping her out. Ooh. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tipperary ask an awful lot of questions of Galway this weekend.
Oh, I was hoping she wouldn't say that and that Galway would get an easier run through. Look, that's a busy weekend in sport. Damien Lawler, before I let you go, give me your prediction in one of the matches. Kerry and Tyrone, put your head on the block.
Oh, I think Kerry have got a great chance, but do you know what, Cormac? I have to interview both managers tomorrow, so I have to watch myself here. I actually feel Tyrone are in transition, but they're completely capable of winning that game. But Kerry will be most people's pick.
There you go, a future in politics for Damien Lawler. But for the moment, the championship on RT Radio 1, and that will air at 10 p.m. tonight, and it's on podcast as well.